Calling JRCC Cairo about DC-680 on the 26th of September 22 at 10:08 Zulu. Hello, sir. This call is being recorded. This is the head of mission of the civilian aircraft Seabird speaking. Is this the JRCC Cairo?
Yeah, this is JRCC Cairo.
Hello, sir. I'm calling.
Hello, sir.
I'm calling about a follow-up of a distress case that was rescued in Maltese search and rescue zone. We were the aircraft on scene and found this distress case, and it has been rescued by a merchant vessel, Shimanami Queen, which is currently proceeding to the Port Said. And I was wondering if you are aware of this case and coordinating this.
Yeah, we are aware of this case, and right now we are waiting to the ship to approach to Port Said port, to send a Navy ship to take all of these people to Egypt back.
Okay. And can you confirm that you coordinated this with the RCC in Malta?
This is GRCC Cairo, yeah.
Yeah, no, but this case was rescued in the search and rescue zone of Malta. And can you confirm that you coordinated this rescue with the RCC in Malta?
Could you please repeat? You said you are from the Doctors Without Borders?
No, we are the civilian aircraft Seabird. We were on scene of this case, and we found this case with the aircraft. So that's why we followed up on this case.
So, do you need any other information from me?
Yeah, I was wondering if you can confirm that you coordinated this with the RCC in Malta, that the merchant vessel is going to Egypt.
Yeah, I didn't call them back, but I'm calling the Shimanami Queen, the ship,
yes.
that are all of these people on board of this ship.
Yeah, no, I'm aware, but since this happened in the search and rescue zone of Malta, I was wondering who gave the orders to go to Egypt.
Okay, no, I didn't know why the GRCC Malta didn't take all of these people.
Yeah.
I didn't know why.
Yeah,
why they are sending them to other ship, because one of them are very ill, so I suppose they will take them all.
Yeah,
and there is an important note that we are not sure that all of the people on this ship are Egyptians. So our only information that most of these people are Egyptian from the GRCC Malta.
Yeah. No, I mean, this happened in European search and rescue zone. So actually the RCC Malta...
No, this happened in their zone. Not
Yeah, in Maltese zone. Yeah, and that's why we're wondering...
Yeah, and they are supposed to take them.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's why we're following up on this. Because, in a European search and rescue zone, they are obliged to take the people and coordinate the rescue to a European port. And I was just wondering who gave the orders to bring the people to Egypt, if that was coordinated.
Malta.
Okay.
Malta took the decision, yes.
Okay.
They took the decision, and if you know, there is a previous case that a little child was died.
Yeah.
Because they didn't accept him and his mother to enter Malta, so they sent them also to Egypt.
Yeah.
But the kid died when the ship was heading to Egypt.
But this
then
is not the
this is RCC Darius take the child and his mother.
Yeah, but this is not on this case, right?
Yeah, this is not in this case.
It was previous one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Thanks for clarifying. Yes. Okay. Thank you for the information. So the Navy ship is currently going to the Shiminami Queen and disembarking the people then in Said Port.
Yeah, exactly. When they approach Port Said, they will,
okay.
The Navy ship will go to them to get them all and give them all the medical they need.
Okay. Thank you for the information, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, have a good day. Bye-bye.